You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 97. And if you've ever grappled with whether or not to start your own podcast, take good notes. My guest today is going to show you exactly why it's your next best marketing platform. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired business leaders and visionary entrepreneurs. It's your host, Melanie Benson here. I'm excited to bring to you today's episode. I love when I get to go global and also collaborate with my fellow Women's Speakers Association members. So today's episode is special to me because I'm bringing someone from across the seas on the other side of the world, Australia, to join me in talking about my favorite marketing platform building technique, which is podcasting. But I just want to give a little shout out to Women's Speakers Association in today's episode as we get started. If you're a woman, if you've got a big message, if you know that you're put on this planet to do something really big, I'd love to have you join us at Women Speakers Association and get started as a speaker with what we call a speaker success plan. It's totally free. And the speaker success plan is designed to help you really kind of make some goals and like set yourself up for success and grow your impact as a speaker. And you may or may not know this, but I also help put on and produce the Women Speakers Association podcast called Speaker Success. So we'll link them up in the show notes, but you can find that on iTunes as well. And my guest today, Anne Marie, is instrumental in helping produce that. Now you can find the Speaker Success Plan with Women Speakers Association at speakersuccessplan.com. Are you ready? Let's get started. So I'm talking today with Anne Marie Cross on how to amplify thought leadership with a podcast. Now, Anne Marie is founder of Podcasting with Purpose Podcast Training and Production Agency. She is an award-winning podcast host and producer and dubbed by her community the Podcasting Queen after having produced numerous podcasts since 2008. She helps ambitious change makers go from invisible to influential with her Done For You podcast platform and Done For You podcast series. You step up to the microphone to record your podcast, and they do the rest without you ever having to worry about learning technology, how to do the audio post-production, or even how to promote your own podcast. Now, Anne Marie is also a fellow Women Speaker Association member and has worked with us to produce the Speaker Success podcast. And she's an amazing resource for anyone who wants to podcast, no matter where you live in the world. So Anne Marie, welcome to the podcast.
It's a pleasure and honor to be with you again, Melanie.
Well, you know, you and I have our lives crossing over in so many different ways. You're the host of one of my favorite podcasts, which is the Speaker Success podcast that's co-produced between you and Women Speakers Association. Yes. So tell me, like, why do you think podcasting is such a huge platform right now?
Oh, it is. And it's something that I think we can all resonate with when we find our favorite podcast, because as we're listening to the show, it's as if we are sitting there in the room with the host and, of course, the guest, learning very much around a topic often that we're interested in, we want to be inspired in. And I think knowing that as ambitious entrepreneurs with a message that we want to impact the world, we can use this medium to reach out to others, people who we may never have the opportunity to connect with on a face-to-face basis, but certainly be able to impact and empower through our message. We all know and have loved radio stations for many, many years, but one of the things that I've found even decades ago was there so many ads on radio and even TV, and I then found various podcasts and I could listen to them without being bombarded, spend some time with the guests and the host, as I mentioned, and it's a great way to really engage, and we can leverage that tool as well.
Yeah, and I've been hearing too that with all of this new technology, with Alexa, the Amazon Echoes, whatever the other Google and iTunes. I mean, everybody's got these voice on demand systems now. I mean, it's literally revolutionizing the way people listen to podcasts, making them so much more accessible. Pretty much everybody has a smartphone with a podcast app. So accessing a podcast is 100 times easier than getting radio or even Sirius for that matter. And it's free.
Yeah, so true. And I also believe that even some of the newer cars that are being manufactured are going to be able to have, you know, in the actual dashboard, the ability to listen to podcasts as well. So it's a fantastic medium. And we've got a lot of tools, as you mentioned, and technologies that allow our audience, our potential clients, to be able to listen very, very seamlessly. And we are. I mean, and I think I mentioned on the Speaker Success podcast that you mentioned earlier that the Edison Research Infinite Dial was saying how there is an increased audience coming to listen to podcasts, and they're tuning in. So that means they're listening to you because they want to in their own personal time. Home 49%, driving 22%. We can listen to podcasts while we're driving and running, you know, commuting 4%, walking around 3%, at work even 11% of people are listening, and other around 7%. So if you think that you can spend a consistent amount of time, if you're doing one weekly or bi-monthly, you can spend that time with that person because they want to listen to you. And 20 to 30 minutes is a really good time frame for a podcast length. So you can imagine if you're doing videos, which is good too, they are all great, great ways to communicate your brand. But integrated, if you've got a short video, which we're told keep them, you know, short and concise, then lead people to your podcast or a podcast series where you can spend a lot more time engaging and deepening that relationship with them.
Yeah. And, you know, I made a colossal mistake doing my first podcast as a video series. I mean, people loved the audio, but doing it as video made it really way too complicated because people don't really watch video as podcasts. They watch video on YouTube and other platforms. So I think this is really valuable today to help people understand, like, if you're going to go with a podcast, what's the best way to pick the podcast and get the podcast out there? So it's really getting in front of your most ideal audience. And that leads me to my next question. You know, so ultimately our job is to get in front of our ideal audience and keep their attention, right? And that can be difficult, especially if you're in the online industry or you're in a crowded marketplace. So what do you think is the most important thing about podcasting that is going to allow you to stand out and be seen?
Great, great question. I think because we've got so much noise and clutter being added to online on a daily basis, and Internet Stats Live is a resource that is up to date. So in real time, how many tweets are getting sent on Twitter? How many videos are being uploaded to YouTube? How many emails are being sent? And it is a phenomenal number. I mean, I'm talking billions. And in some instances, from some technologies, multi-billions. That's a lot of noise that we need to cut through. Now, if you know and understand, and I'm sure you have spoken about this particular topic on your podcast many times, if we understand who our ideal client is, their struggles, what they're looking for, what inspires them, and we're able to capture that in our message, and they love who you are and how you engage with them, and just the experience that you create and that they feel when they're listening to your podcast, they're going to want to come back and hang out with you because they know they're going to be empowered, they're going to be educated, and they're certainly going to be able to have information to help them overcome that struggle. Now, if you find that you're continuously, you know, speaking that message in a podcast, as well as doing all the other things as well, I think it's important to have, you know, a multifaceted way to communicate your brand, then people are going to engage with that podcast at a far deeper level because they can listen to it whilst they're walking, whilst they're doing the ironing. I don't like ironing, let me just fess up here, but if I'm listening to a podcast and it's great content that I'm being educated, that hour or however long it takes me to iron goes so quickly. And if I'm commuting, I'm listening to a podcast. So people can engage and consume our content far more readily, and they do, whilst doing other activities. So it's a great way to connect and engage and really build that deeper relationship.
And so what I know too is that people start to feel like they know you. Yeah. So they're listening to you on their drive every day. They're you know, having a routine and a ritual of listening to your podcast. And in a way, it's like, it's one of the best ways to build rapport, right? Because you're dropping into this, if you're attracting your ideal audience, right? Like your message is really resonating with the people you most want to serve. They're going to feel a connection that could take years and years and years to build otherwise.
Yeah, for sure. And that's actually happened to me a couple of times where I've been listening to a podcast, and if someone recommends, even the guest, because this is what happens too, the trust and know and like, which we know is so very important, know, like, and trust that I build with the host. When the host brings someone on to their show and they recommend something that the guest is mentioning or the guest mentions something, I'm more readily and more likely to go and access that resource. So how many times that I've listened to a podcast is, oh, you need to get this book or you need to check this out. Guess what? At the end of that show, when I'm back in my office, I'm checking that out because of the fact that I've built that relationship, you know, with that host or with the guest that's on the show. And I know that whatever they've recommended is certainly worth and valid, worth checking out. And so, as you say, that's the level of trust that you build with someone on a podcast.
And that's influence.
It is.
Captive audience that you influence. They're the people who are listening are excited to follow through on things you're encouraging them to do. That's influence. And yeah. I think that's a very special relationship and a bond we really have to honor.
Yeah, sure do.
So you talk a lot about, and I love catchphrases, like they stick, right? Like you say something over and over and over again and people go, oh, that's Anne Marie or that's Melanie. But you talk about message before microphone. Yes. What does that mean to our thought leaders who are listening in, our emerging influencers?
Yeah, so, so true. Glad you asked that question. You know, so often when we think about podcasting, we instantly think about what microphone do I need to get? How can I record it? What do I use to mix and edit? How do I host my podcast? All these different things. Now, look, they are important. I'm not negating that at all. However, one of the things I'll often say is, look, anyone can start a podcast, but just because you can doesn't mean that you should, or maybe not yet, without the right strategy in place. And as we know, message is so important. And you can have the best microphone, the most expensive microphone, yet if your message is not speaking and engaging with your tribe or the people that you want to serve and support, if it's not, you know, really honed to speak to them, then unfortunately it's just going to be added to the noise and clutter. It's not going to make the impact that I know so many of your listeners want to make as change makers and thought leaders. So think about your message first. You know, when I first started, I might have shared this story with you previously. When I first started podcasting, it was back in 2008, did that for 2 years with a co-host, and then I went out on my own, and I did hire a mentor, someone from the US who'd been very much involved in radio, traditional radio, and in one of our mentoring calls, right at the beginning of our relationship, she said, oh, the audio team has been listening to a couple of your interviews, and they think they can improve the audio. What microphone are you using? And I said, oh, well, I used to use an old Logitech, but I'm just using the internal mic because I've upgraded my computer. And so here was the show and the audio team said they could improve it slightly, but I was just using the, you know, the internal mic. I don't recommend that for sure. Get a very inexpensive Logitech. I used that for a number of years as well to impact, you know, the message with it and the audience. So you don't need an expensive microphone. Message is so important.
Yeah, I think the right microphone without the right message is not necessarily going to get you the best.
The clients and the making influence and the impact. That's right. That's right. Because as you know, you might be listening to a podcast, and I have had this in myself where I'll be listening and the you know, they drone on and they banter and you don't really know what the show is going to be about. And in the end, you just go, you know what, I'm going to give up next. And that's unfortunately what will happen if you don't have the right message and speak specifically the value that your ideal client or listener is going to take away from that podcast. Unfortunately, you've probably just lost them as a potential audience.
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay, so I didn't tell you I was going to do this, but I ran a little survey in the Amplifier Success community and with my clients, and I wanted to know from people, what stops you from getting a podcast out? And so I want to kind of pose these questions to you, these stuck points. Because I think anyone listening in who's thought about either having a podcast or maybe getting their podcast out in a bigger way, I'm going to imagine some of these obstacles come up for them too. So are you game?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's dive in.
Okay. So the first one ties into what we were just talking about. And I think this ended up being the number one block is like, I don't know if I have enough material or like the right message was another version to have my own podcast. Like, what advice would you have for someone who's maybe holding back because they're not feeling like they have enough material?
Yeah, great, great question. And that's something I think a lot of business owners struggle with, content. You know, what I have suggested to previous clients is if you're using your podcast as a strategy to build influence and your message, get that out there, start off with a three-part podcast series first, where you are sharing your expertise and you're really delivering incredible value into what your ideal client is struggling with, and use that as your opt-in. So what happens is then as you continue to create content by using other people's knowledge, such as what you're doing today, you're interviewing me and getting my knowledge on your podcast, it's adding value to your audience because you know that this is something that they're going to struggle with. Well, the people who are listening today who are struggling with content can do the same. So I use my podcast as a way to also build relationships with key influencers, with people who are working with my ideal client, maybe offering a complimentary service. But I know that the information they're sharing is going to add incredible value as well to my listeners. But I'm also interviewing and building a relationship with them so that you don't necessarily need to come up with all of the content all of the time. So you can use it as a mix, or you might not even want to share your content on ongoing podcasts, but rather funnel people back into your podcast series where they need to opt in to get all of those great resources that you've put together for them. Another idea, and this is something that I'll often do with clients as well, is we come up with a list of, say, 10 top frequently asked questions that your ideal clients struggle with. Those particular top 10 frequently asked questions can become titles and standalone podcast episodes that you speak into. Now, imagine if you get them transcribed, you could create some nice graphics to go with that. That becomes a podcast episode, but also a fantastic blog post on your blog. And guess what? When people are Googling and you've used the right keywords and phrases and right title within your podcast episode, guess who's going to show up first on Google? And then, of course, they find your blog post and then they listen to the podcast. The call to action then is get onto the series. So that's another great way as well. So create a three-part podcast series, just to summarize. Have guests on the show that can contribute their expertise that you know is relevant whilst you're building relationships with other people. And think of 10 top frequently asked questions. That in itself is 10 episodes. So that's going to completely fill out, depending obviously on how often you publish, but some really good content over a number of months for sure.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And I love the kind of like having a unique podcast where it's some of everything. Sometimes I have guests, sometimes it's just me. Sometimes I do what we call, get amplified sessions where with somebody in the community that, in my Own Your Bold Club or whatever, they qualify for a special strategy session. I mean, having that variety is also, it kind of keeps the listeners engaged differently.
Yeah, so sure. And that's what I love about that, and something that I will draw people's attention to. How do you want to use your podcast? A lot of people just think, oh, I'm just going to step in front of the microphone and hit record. You don't have strategy. It's very difficult to generate the outcome that you want if you haven't first determined this is what I want to achieve. And these are the formatting and the different aspects that I'm going to include in my show. Once you have that plan, it's easy to go, oh, well, we haven't had one of those in a little while. I'm going to schedule that into the production schedule. And, you've mapped that out. And often spending a little bit of time on that at the forefront is going to really help you get your information together and get it planned. And I think a lot of people struggle because they haven't actually sat down and done that brainstorming first. And that's important in any aspect of business, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And, this is a good segue to the next kind of block or obstacle that came up. And I think you've probably heard this a million times from the people you serve, and that is, how do I monetize it? I guess it is smart. Like, we do need to think about, like, what's our ROI if we're going to put a marketing strategy out, which a podcast is. Yeah. So what would you say to someone who's maybe stuck on how to monetize it and how to make sure they're getting a good return on their investment of time and money?
Yeah. Something that I just spoke about on another podcast with thought leaders was, you know, so often we think of podcasting and we liken it to traditional radio because it is audio and people are listening, just like we have done, you know, for many, many decades listening to radio, and they think as sponsors and advertisers. And I've had people that have come up to me and have said, look, how can I make my podcast so successful with so many listeners that when, you know, I reach out to potential sponsors and advertisers, they're more willing to invest because I've got a greater audience. Now I say to them, you know what, as aspiring thought leaders and change makers, where you can monetize your podcast is through your message. And that is because as you continue to share your message, your voice, and creating that experience, even if you are interviewing other people with relevant content that you know your ideal client wants and needs, then that is going to build your, you know, your influence ultimately through the relationship that you're building. People come for content, but they stay for the host. So if you're really purposeful and intentional and create an experience that every time they listen to a podcast, people know that A, B, and C, this is what they're going to walk away with. They'll consistently come back to you. Now, and listen to your podcast. Every single time, that's a touch point, which, as we know, continues to build know, like, and trust. But here's something that I have created a little catchphrase again. I love those. And it's the podcast profit pipeline. What are you funneling people into? What is your call to action? What ultimately do you want? And really, it's like with anything, a blog post, a video, a social media post. You really want to get people off that platform and onto your list. So one of the strategies we're using, and I'll refer to it again, is that three-part podcast series where you've provided really exceptional information with, and there's a, you know, kind of three different things that I incorporate into that. You want to engage with people, obviously. You want to educate them, and then you want to entice them with a following call to action. So that really becomes your strategy from your podcast. Because once they're off your podcast, and listen, they're still listening to it, but when I say off your podcast, they're now on your list. You can continue to nurture that through the newsletters that you might send, through the other emails, or even the other, you know, great resources that you include in that as you're building that relationship with that potential client. Now, I've had people on my list. This is even back in the career industry when I did, you know, a couple of decades as a personal branding strategist. I had people on my list. I was regularly communicating, providing value also with my podcast. And then they'd say, right, and sometimes it would be 18 months. I've been listening. I'm ready to make that move now. What is the best process for me to do that? What's the best program or product? So if you've got that consistent message and a way to build that deeper engagement, once they're off your podcast and onto your list, you're more likely then to monetize that message on your podcast through your programs and your offerings. And even some of us might have products such as do-it-yourself or home study or books or something like that. But that's how you monetize that podcast. When you do that with intention and strategy, people will naturally self-select what they need, as long as, of course, you've got that call to action. And often we don't have that strategy. What's the call to action? What's the intention of this particular podcast episode or series? And that's often a missing piece in the puzzle, and why people struggle to monetize their podcast unless they've done, you know, many, 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 many shows. But if you do a podcast strategy and get that set up correctly, you can monetize your podcast from the very first episode because, you know, there's a strategy, there's an intention, and there's a process that people get into once they're on your list and you start to nurture that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think, you know, people sometimes don't realize how easy it is to monetize. It's not about having to go out and get sponsors. And I mean, you can do that, but it's as simple as, you know, having the right message that's compelling your ideal clients in the door so that you're basically turning listeners into buyers.
Yeah, exactly. It's so, so true. I think what often people forget is that how you're integrating your podcast with what you're already doing. And I see this even with if people are speaking and doing videos and social media. Often we don't ask ourselves, how can we integrate that so that my speaking feeds into my podcast series? My podcast series gets them onto the newsletter. My videos gets people, you know, so how can I feed one into the other so that they're all integrated and building momentum together rather than trying to stretch ourselves so thin and nothing is connected to one another. I mean, if you've got a podcast or even a series, and there's two things that I want to share with people. You don't have to have an ongoing podcast to be able to benefit from a podcast series. How often do we speak? Do we go to networking events? Are we even interviewed on podcasts and even radio shows and even TV? Now, imagine if you've got a dedicated podcast series that you funnel people back into all of the time. And if someone's listening to the radio or listening to a podcast, you can pretty much guarantee that they are doing so because they prefer to communicate and to be engaged with and to learn through audio, you know, through that sense and that ability. So often with people have a call to action such as their book or an ebook or a video series. Now, you know, I don't know about you, but I've got some friends who just don't like reading at all, but they love podcasts. So they're more likely to enroll or to sign up for a podcast series from a podcast interview or another interview on radio or so. So you've got to think about, you know, is there consistency and making it really easy for that listener to go, yes, I want access to that. So you can leverage it and repurpose it. And you don't need a huge list to launch a podcast or even a podcast series. Build your podcast series and build your list of highly targeted and much more engaged people, because you know that they've accessed that because there's something in that that they want from you. And then, you know, with that podcast series, as you're building that list of people who are going through that, if you decide, I love podcasting, I want to leverage that as part of my way of building my influence and my getting my message out there, then when you launch your podcast, you've already got a list of people who've listened to you and who you know benefit and appreciate your content, and you can use that to launch your podcast.
Yeah, I love that you brought up the community of podcasters, because I got to tell you, it's a very powerful community. You know, fellow podcasters love supporting fellow podcasters. So, you know, it's a very booming and growing, and I think very heart-based community of people. So,
yes, yeah, absolutely.
So I got one last obstacle that came up, and I think you're going to love this one because, I mean, this is what you do, but obviously people were very afraid of the time commitment or maybe not knowing how to do the technology. And so their resistance was, I don't have the time or the bandwidth to do a podcast. So you already tackled one thing, which is you don't have to have an ongoing podcast. You can have a series, but you know, like maybe somebody does want to do a daily or weekly podcast if they're going to go for it. Like, how do they get out of their own way and get support?
Yeah, great, great question. Look, there are so many different resources that are out there. You know, even I know VAs that offer the ability to be able to edit and produce and get your message out there. And that's fine. You know, as business owners, I'm sure you say this on your podcast all the time, Melanie, is that we need to be focusing on what we do best. That's why we need to delegate, we need to automate, and in some instances, we need to eliminate the stuff we're doing because it's stopping us from really getting out there with far more intention and purpose. And so one of the things that we've done, this is specifically for thought leaders or aspiring thought leaders and change makers who really want to make a difference with their message. We say you don't necessarily need to have an ongoing podcast that's like even a weekly one, or I do a daily one as well, but you certainly don't need to do that. I'm a little bit passionate about podcasting, as you can probably tell. And Speaker Success Podcast is a bi-monthly. Here in Australia, we have a term fortnightly, so that's every second week. But again, it's how are you going to use it and you know, what intention are you using that? So, you know, we have a team that will train or even support you in getting that set up. You might don't even have to have an ongoing one. We'll help you set up your a series. But we do that because, you know, again, we have intention in the exact content that is spoken and that is shared on those podcast series. But we help people. We have a platform that we support them on, and we can do all of that for them. So really just sharing that you don't have to do that yourself. There are specialized people. We've got a whole team that we do and support, you know, aspiring thought leaders to do that as well. But again, how are you going to use that? How are you going to leverage that? What are you doing already that you can bounce and launch the podcast off so that you can really build momentum from the very first show? And I think often we perceive what the barriers, and really once we start, we realize, you know what, that wasn't a barrier. And I'm so glad that I started my podcast. You never know who your voice will impact or where your voice ends up. I mean, my show, Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, which is the award-winning one, ended up being syndicated on national radio show in Zimbabwe because one of my listeners had been inspired by many of the guests, had decided on various career changes and things, and he ended up in this radio show and then was promoted as program manager and had been so inspired. He thought, I want to inspire other aspiring entrepreneurs here in our country. And so again, who knows who's listening and who's going to reach out, but they're not going to do that if your message is not out there. So I really encourage people to consider seriously how they can leverage a podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad you're spreading the inspiration around about this, because I love podcasting. I think it has so many different ways we get to connect with people. But again, you know, sometimes it can feel a little complicated. So I'm excited to share a resource with our listeners, maybe something to help them get organized, kind of get things sorted out. I understand you have a podcasting with purpose audit checklist.
Yes. That is a checklist, and there's a foundation in that, which I've already mentioned, the pipeline, the profit pipeline, as well as seven key pillars. And we use these in every single podcast with our clients, what I use in my own. And if you go through those, each kind of gives a description of what they on what they are, so that you know that what you have in place and you've thought about it is intention, it has purpose, so that when you do finally launch, you're going to be able to leverage and get the best ROI out of all of your hard work and obviously money that you've invested in and time.
Great. And so we will make sure that this is in the show notes because it's a little bit long. But if you go to podcastingwithpurpose.com/self-audit-checklist.
Yes.
So, and you can head right over to melaniebenson.com/podcast or amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com and look for the episode. We will post this nice little link with the show notes just to make it really easy for you. But I think having a checklist, a way to kind of organize yourself, is a great way to kind of get the fear to go away, kind of cut through the confusion and just get clarity. So highly recommend you grab the checklist. I downloaded it. It's very cool, super easy way to kind of get yourself organized.
Fabulous.
So Anne-Marie, I like to close by getting a little personal with our guests. And, you know, I could go on and on and on. I like have a million things I want to talk to you about. But, you know, I think for the sake of today, you've obviously demonstrated your expertise, your influence in this subject. If we kind of went back through your trajectory of where you started in entrepreneurism and then how you got here today, mm-hmm. has there been one great, like, learning? Maybe it was a failure, maybe it was a pivot moment, something that, you know, just really helped shift the trajectory of your business that you can share with our listeners today.
So a lot of the failures, in fact, my worst business failure, I now am able to reflect on, and it's been the best thing that ever happened to me. But here are some of the things that I really learned, and that is stop focusing on vanity numbers. How many people are on my list? How many people are following me on social media? We talked about podcasts today. How many listeners? How many downloads? Am I on new and noteworthy? What I started focusing on instead was speak to an audience of one. The message that I have to impact and impart to others that's going to help someone make a difference, make a change that is going to significantly allow them to step forward and think bigger and achieve bigger goals. Because if I was too focused on those vanity numbers and what was not working and comparing myself to what everyone else was doing, then that was going to stop me and prevent me from speaking to that audience of one who I knew needed to hear my message and be empowered by that. So that's something that I would share, because I know so many women, we either fear the fear of failure, or that's something that stops us, or if we do try and do something and we don't quite get the outcome we wanted, that stops us from trying again and again and again. And I think many of us, if we were to sit around a table and share all of our war stories with one another, we would realize that we've all walked the same journey, learned so many lessons from those failures, and embrace them. Just continue. Do not give up. continue sharing that message, speak to that audience of one, and before long you will see that that audience of one has become two, become four, become eight, and so on and so forth, only if you continue and stay strong.
I love that. And I know that was a pivot for you, and you shared your story of, you know, a big failure leading you to exactly where you were supposed to be. And I think sometimes we forget in the middle of that failure that there's probably a silver lining or a diamond that's going to emerge from, you know, that heat that gets generated during that challenging time. So thanks for being with me today. I always love talking with you. You inspire me so much. And, you know, I love having my podcast buddy on the other side of the planet.
Thank you. It's an honor.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.